Have you ever had a situation where you're driving on a road at good speed and all of a sudden you hit a pocket of fog? You're hurtling through it, but you can't see a darn thing. That's pretty scary. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond and welcome again to Fresh. There are times in life when our emotions envelop us like a fog. Perhaps something terrible's happened and the grief completely overwhelms you to the point where it's difficult even to function. Or something absolutely fantastic happens and the euphoria has you floating 10 inches above the ground to the point where nothing else matters. Emotions have a powerful influence on us. We each have a mind, a will, and then we have our emotions. But sometimes, either for good or for bad, our emotions get the better of us. It's interesting to me that God's Word, the Bible, has something to say on pretty much every situation in life, including our emotions. Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verse 4. There's a time to cry and a time to laugh. There's a time to be sad and a time to dance with joy. Whether it's through tears or laughter, be it a deep sadness or dancing with joy, our emotions can overwhelm us, envelop us in a fog that makes it difficult to see the way forward. And during those times of heightened emotions, we need to slow down a bit, to think, to pray, to be with God, because if you keep hurtling forward at the same speed, you can end up coming to serious grief. Yes, there are times in life, both for tears and for laughter. Some days we find ourselves in a deep hole of grief. Other times we're dancing with joy. But always remember, your king is still on his throne. Don't let your emotions get the better of you. That's God's Word fresh for you today. Whatever life throws at you, he loves you beyond words. He has a good and perfect plan for your life, come what may. That's why I'd love to send you a free copy of a special edition book called Your Road to a Stunning Life. To request yours, stop by at ChristianityWorks.com and you'll see that free offer right there towards the top of the homepage. Again, that's ChristianityWorks.com.